working and, you know, still bartending part-time and working part-time at KNBR Radio. And I started writing blurbs for fantasy websites, which is basically, so RotoWire, the company that I started working for and writing fantasy baseball and football blurbs, you would see their blurbs for ESPN or CBS Fantasy Sports, and you would see the little blurbs pop up about a player that say, oh, this guy got hurt, he's out 4 to 6 weeks. This other guy is the backup player that's going to take his spot. This, you should pick him up because of this, or don't worry about it because he's not good enough. You should not pick him up. Those kind of things, those little fantasy blurbs. So I started doing that, and that was fun, and you know, got a little bit of money doing it and a little bit of experience on the writing side of being an analyst, which was cool. And it was fun. And I got to at least put my own little input out there rather than just turning knobs for other people's input on the radio side of things, which was what I was doing.
Did you ever expect that you were going to get into that writing area?
Yeah, I thought, well, let's see how this goes. You know, let's see what sort of pathway this opens. If it's, you know, something that could become my full-time gig, because it was fun. And I was a young guy playing fantasy sports, and it was something I did anyway. So, and that was sort of what informed all of my decisions, was I enjoy doing this, so let's try to do more of this and get paid for it, right? And I did that for a while, and then I jumped over to the analyst side of Pro Football Focus, which was a little bit of writing and a lot of breaking down film of games. And this was really tedious, and this was kind of fun and kind of interesting. But at the same time, I realized in my year working at Pro Football Focus, it was like, okay, this is not really for me either, because it was really tedious. Basically, what would happen is Sunday night after a football game, I would get this really early version of the film of the game, and I would have to go through and chart every single route of every player during the game. Rewind, rewind, fast forward, rewind. And so it would take 8 hours to do one game. And so they have an army of people behind the scenes. You get this report for Pro Football Focus, for those that don't know what it is. They give grades, and they give all of this deep analysis of the game and everything you could want to know about what happens in a football game, grading players, where players are lining up, who's in the game, how many snaps they're playing, where they are in these snaps, and the outcome of all this, you know. So tons of information that they have, and they have an army of people behind the scenes doing it. And the hardest job actually was the thing I did right before. Charting routes was a little bit more fun, because I played a little bit of wide receiver when I was younger, and I enjoyed charting what routes and what people were doing. This was when the 49ers were not good, though. It was the Chip Kelly era. 2016 Chip Kelly era of the 49ers is the season that I charted routes. But before that is player participation, which is even more tedious. This is just who's on the field. That's it. That's your job. Every single play, who is on the field at all the positions. And that takes forever, 12 hours to do one game. So essentially you're doing it all night long as soon as the games end, and uploading the information first thing in the morning. Or for those people on the East Coast, they might wake up early in the morning and start doing it after the game. So, because they need the information as fast as possible, because you can't do anything else until you have the player participation, who was on the field. And so then it all starts with that. And it was really hard to do, because you would have to, because you don't get, like, the broadcasts and even the All 11 film isn't geared toward that information. So you would still have to figure out, okay, which player is this? Did this right guard just sub out of the game? And you would go by, because you wouldn't always see their numbers clearly. And some of the uniforms are hard to see from far away. And so you'd have to be like, okay, he has an armband here and white gloves. This guy has black gloves and a towel hanging out of the back. And so you would have to learn what guys have on to figure out who's in the game coming in and out of every single play. It was wild, and it was really cool and really interesting. But I found out, you know what? Doing the writing stuff was okay and fun. And even sometimes writing can feel like homework. And I was like, you know what? Playing with audio is fun. I love doing that. Let's do more of that. Let's do less tedious work, input, spreadsheet stuff. Let's do less writing. Let's do more audio, because that's fun.